He's out touring the state. He's going all around. It is I Work For You Tour. That is our new United States Senator, Senator Joe Donnelly. He's on our live line, out and about on his way, I think, to town. Senator, how you doing? Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Amos. It's wonderful to talk to you again. We are on our way back from Terre Haute back to Indianapolis right now.
So since you work for us, Tour, what are Hoosiers telling you this last day and a half?
They want to make sure that in Washington, instead of fighting, that we work together, that we focus on the needs of people in Indianapolis, Indiana, and the country, instead of focusing on partisan bickering, and that we try to make sure that we create more jobs, better education, and more opportunity. It is, Amos, when you sit at your kitchen table and you want a good job, want to make sure your kids can go to good schools and retire with dignity, that's what they want us to be working on and to cut the nonsense.
Let me first ask, you got, I think you took over the office space that your predecessor, Senator Lugar, was operating in downtown Indianapolis, the Indianapolis office. So it's up and running. People, you got staff are there helping Hoosiers?
Yes, we are ready to go. We were open on the day I was sworn in, January 3rd at noon. We opened the doors at noon. And so Senator Lugar's office was extremely cooperative in working transition, and because we want to be open the first day, we just take our office location.
Senator, I have to ask you, the president yesterday in his news conference said, you know, we are not going to hold hostage the full faith and credit of the United States. Republicans are saying we want to hold hostage, Mr. President, because we want you to cut spending. What is your take on this whole, you know, we got to do something about the debt ceiling?
Well, we need to reduce spending, Amos, but that is not connected with the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling is our word to our creditors that we will pay our bills, mm-hmm. and we have to keep that word. And so I think the president was exactly right when he said that, look, the debt ceiling is not a point of fighting, is not something to be taken as a bargaining chip. It has never been done that way before, mm-hmm. and so do we need to reduce spending? Yes. Does that have anything to do with making sure we keep our word to our creditors? No.
One of the responsibilities you have as a United States senator is to advise and consent to presidential appointments, including presidential appointments to cabinet secretaries. We've got a Secretary of Defense designate, Chuck Hagel, that's raised some concerns. Have you set an appointment with Mr. Hagel yet? So that you can come talk to him?
We'll be meeting with him next Tuesday. I am on the Armed Services Committee as well, so I will be voting on the committee level also on Senator Hagel's desire to become the defense secretary. And so I'll be meeting with him next Tuesday to go over just what you're talking about. How do you see the sequestration? How do you see the relationship between Israel and Iran? How do we make sure that the generals give you unvarnished, upfront, honest, and complete advice? How do we make sure that our young men and women, not only from Indiana but from all over the country, are, when they are in harm's way, have the very best equipment that they need? So those are the kind of things that we'll be talking about.
So it's not just how he would handle defense needs of one of our allies, it's the whole larger issues that you're concerned with.
Oh, absolutely. When I think of a young man or woman from Indianapolis or from Anderson who is in the most desolate and foreboding part of Afghanistan right now, but defending our country, I want to know that Senator Hagel understands the challenges that person faces and understands the mission to get them back home safely to the people they love as quickly as possible.
What has been, and I know you got sworn in, they have two swearing ins, the one in the Senate chamber and then the one where the vice president hugged everybody and took pictures. But you, what's been the biggest difference moving from the House to the Senate?
It is that I am blessed to travel the whole state now, and it is a big state, Amos. And so we are working our way back to Indy today. I was yesterday in, we were down in Columbus and in Lawrenceburg and Madison and New Albany and Evansville. Today we've been to Jasper and Terre Haute, back to Indianapolis now. and then we head up toward Fort Wayne and Anderson and Muncie tomorrow. And so it is just covering a lot of ground. And what we find is that the hopes and dreams of families in Indianapolis are the same as the hopes and dreams of families in Evansville. They just want to make sure that their kids can get a good education, that there are good jobs out there, and that our nation, when it's our turn to retire, that we can look at our kids and grandkids and say, hey, we passed along an even better country to you than we received.
As you've talked to people, Southern Indiana and over in Terre Haute, have people brought you an issue you weren't expecting to hear this time?
Not so far. A few of them have given me have kidded me about the Notre Dame Alabama game being a Notre Dame graduate. But that's a game, Amos. I went down there with my family, and my son looked at me about 2 minutes into the game and said, "Hey, Dad, I think we're in trouble." I said, "Son, I think you're right." But overall, it was, Joe, just make sure that the things that we represent in Indiana, which are hard work and dedication and working together and people understanding, hey, you may not get 100% of what you want, but if you work together and you're both doing it for the right reasons, that our country can move forward. And they said, we don't get some of these people in Washington. And I said, well, that's because that a lot of them are not like us Hoosiers. Some people who, as you know, Amos, some people who give the president a hard time just to give him a hard time. And so that just doesn't make sense to folks here.
So now the inauguration is Monday. You're now a senator. I guess senators get better seats than House members?
I guess I'm going to find out. It was funny because the last inaugural with President Obama, I sat next to a representative from Hawaii on one side and a representative from, it was either like Florida or California on the other side, and there's this picture of the representative from Hawaii completely wrapped up and all you can see are her eyes, and the representative from California in a big monstrous parka, and I'm there in like a little easy coat, and people laughed and said, we can tell which person is the representative from Indiana. So I hope to uphold that tradition.
It's interesting, and I'm trying to nail down something that I'm just seeing on the Internet. Fox 59 is reporting, and I'm sure, Senator, you'll be glad to hear this, that the AFC Coach of the Year Award has gone to both Coach Arians and Coach Pagano.
Boy, isn't that a real credit to both of them. What an inspiration they have been, not only to our city and state, but to our country, that the Indianapolis Colts are one of the true feel-good stories of the year, where you look and you go, hard work, dedication, and looking out for one another can really pay off.
All right. I know you are out there on the road. He is our United States Senator, and I think the number for the office in it, let me see how smart I am, is still the same number, 269, I think it is 5555.
Our number for the Indianapolis office is 317-226.
Uh-huh. 226. There we go.
5555. Yeah,
I knew.
It's the same. It's 226-5555.
I knew the four fives were there. I just couldn't remember the first three. And see, that's the way you've saved money already. You didn't have to get a new number, didn't have to buy a new phone system. You're a good steward of the taxpayers' money.
We're always looking to save a few bucks, and you'll probably see a few Samsonite tables around the office right now.
One final thing. I understand that when you had the formal swearing in, your predecessors all were there.
It was amazing. Senator Lugar called an hour before, and we were hoping he might be able to be there. Mm-hmm. And he called up an hour before and said, Joe, would you mind if I walk down the aisle with you and you think about the places this man has been and the legend he is. Right. And Senator Birch Bayh came over and said, hey, I'd like to help out. And Senator Evan Bayh as well. And so you looked and you said, you know, this is the best of America right here. And Dan Coats would have been there as well. He said, hey, my father-in-law is ill. Mm. Otherwise, I'd be down there with you also. And so, again, it was Senator Lugar has set a tone and a tenor for the way we should conduct ourselves in Indiana. And he's left us a tremendous legacy to live up to.
All right. He is our United States Senator, Senator Joe Donnelly. I work for you, tour. Thanks very much for being with us. And give a big wave, you know, during the inaugural so we can all see you. And we can say, you know, there's Joe Donnelly waving at everybody.
I will do that. I'll give you the secret radio station wave to you, Amos.
Senator Joe Donnelly, thanks very much for being with
us. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll take a break.